This week, I'm going to be writing a lot. I'm going to be finishing a super article for my website, zachgarstad.com. The super article is How an Idiot Like Me Learned to Write Great Advertising. I'm also going to be going hard on my course that I'm launching on September 15th. It's called the POA Speaking Method. And lastly, I'll also be writing about a topic that has been on my mind quite a lot this week. I'll tell you what led to it, the sort of the context and the catalyst for this. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints gave a talk to faculty at Brigham Young University either this week or last week. This week was really where the reaction to it took place. He gave a 30-minute address to the faculty at BYU, and a significant portion of his address was focused on how the church and how BYU specifically should be thinking about and responding to the needs of members of the LGBT community. I am not on this podcast to express my own viewpoints on the matter, and my article will not be to do so either. I'm not even going to talk about it, to be honest with you. What I'm going to talk about is the word understanding, because in the aftermath of Elder Holland giving that address, there was a storm of people reacting both in positive and negative ways to what he said. I mean, all over the internet and also in social circles, people were making a fuss about this and providing their own personal interpretation of his words. And as I sort of read and listened to all these different reactions, the overwhelming idea that kept coming to my mind, the overwhelming point that I kept thinking was that amidst all of these reactions, I am seeing virtually no attempt from anyone on any side to understand things as they really are. Understanding is perhaps the most remarkable gift we can ever give a person, to understand them, their fears, frustrations, reservations, viewpoints, opinions, to understand things as they really are, to see truth, to see objective reality, to gain a understanding of what is real. I saw virtually no attempt by anyone to really understand, period. To understand Elder Holland and what the intent behind his words was, to understand people who were hurt or offended by it, to understand people who were encouraged and excited by it. No understanding. But understanding is exactly the thing that we should all be seeking. It's not conversion, okay? And I think that's where so many people go wrong. It's that our goal is not conversion. The goal is not to change your mind, so to speak. The goal is to move you to understand. The goal is to try and to understand. Right? As Stephen R. Covey says, seek first to understand, then to be understood. What I saw this last week was a swath of people by the thousands trying to be understood. Virtually no attempt was made by anyone to understand. So I've been thinking about it a great deal this week, trying to understand it from a spiritual perspective. What does God want us to understand about these challenges and all challenges in life in general, about all contention and things that cause distrust, as well as what are we to understand in each other about understanding itself? So I'm going to be writing a lot about understanding this week, because understanding is, again, perhaps the greatest gift you can give a person. I'm going to be publishing a super article on it this week. So I've got the super article, How an Idiot Like Me Learned to Write Great Advertising. That is going to be published and available on Wednesday. I got my course, the POA Speaking Method. That's going to be available on September 15th. And then this Friday, September 3rd, I will be publishing my super article on the topic of understanding. The skill of understanding. So that's all.